In the East Moravian town of Přerov, it must be a curious sight. Amateur swimmer Pavel Poljanski walking around town in a t-shirt and shorts in chilly temperatures and training daily in the freezing Bečva River. Why is he doing it? All in preparation to become the first European to swim across the world's highest lake, Lake Titicaca. Jan Wellinger has the details.
28-year-old swimmer Pavel Poljanski knows a thing or two about making sacrifices. Currently, the long-distance swimmer who holds medals in winter swimming events in Russia has been swimming 10 to 12 kilometers a day in the pool and swimming outside in the local Bečva River to prepare him for his goal of becoming the first European to conquer the famous Lake Titicaca, almost 4,000 meters above sea level. The swimmer has gone as far as renting out his flat to raise additional funds. And when I spoke with him, it was by phone to the local gym in Přerov, which has been letting him sleep on a gym mat. Pavel Poljanski told me what preparing for his goal had been like.
In my sport, it's of course not enough to be a good long-distance swimmer. You also have to have training to endure cold conditions. For me, that means not just training on the bike with weights and in the pool, but also swimming outside in the Bečva, 650 meters a day, not more, because that would be dangerous. In addition, I also walk around town in shorts and a t-shirt to get used to the cold, although I try to use less travelled roads so as not to irritate anyone in their fur coat. Lake Titicaca will be tough, so I have to be ready.
Poljanski came up with the idea of conquering Lake Titicaca, the highest lake in the world on the borders of Peru and Bolivia, as a first step towards his eventual goal of one day tackling the English Channel. He plans to swim Lake Titicaca in early April.
My route will be 40 kilometers long, and I expect that the water temperature will be around 17 degrees Celsius. I will swim from a peninsula from the village of Sampaya and head towards Ancoraimas. I can expect to be in the water anywhere from 15 to 20 hours. You can be sure that I will feel it. But swimming is a feeling of freedom you'll never experience just on the street or on your bike. Water is an unbelievable element. You're constantly in fear, fighting your physical limits and testing yourself against it. But the result is very liberating. That's how I'd describe it.
Pavel Poljanski admits that keeping down on the gym mat for the time being is unusual, but he hopes that when he returns home, not just to the Czech Republic but to his own bed, he will have been victorious. After that, he hopes to head for competition in Russia in May, where he told me he will propose to his manager girlfriend on Moscow's Red Square.
Jan Wellinger with that report, and let's hope it all comes true for Pavel Poljanski with a happy ending on Moscow's Red Square.